More than 60 healthcare workers in the psychiatric department at Kaiser Permanente's Oakland Medical Center went on strike today to pressure the company to increase staffing levels. Clinicians accused Kaiser of understaffing the mental health department in order to cut costs. The strike comes as the workers negotiate a new contract with hospital management. Nick St. Charles filed this report.
Dr. Andres Scoya has been a psychologist at Kaiser's Oakland Medical Center for over 30 years. He told the story of one of his patients, a father of two who lost his job and suffered from depression. He says his patient wanted to be a good father.
Because his own father had been an alcoholic and had been very neglectful and abusive to him. And he had vowed early on that he was not going to do that with his kids. And lo and behold, here he was immediately recognizing that he wasn't doing as bad as his father was, but he was shouting at them and was disengaged. And in the course of this, here's this big man, tough guy, and this quiet single tear forms in the corner of his eye, and it was just heartbreaking to see that.
Dr. Scoya says short staffing prevented his patient from receiving the one-on-one therapy he needed. Scoya says Kaiser has instead put emphasis on less labor-intensive treatments, including prescription drugs and group counseling.
This guy didn't want fancy psychotherapy. He didn't want Woody Allen analysis, you know, to be in there. He didn't want Lexus care, but he deserved to get Chevrolet care, you know, get the basic core. And we weren't able to do that.
Dr. Scoya's colleagues echo his allegations of understaffing. Dr. Melinda Ginn has been a psychologist at Kaiser for 20 years.
I treated 91 people in 6 days. That's unreasonable, and that's ridiculous. And I spent about a year putting patients into my lunchtime, meeting time, telephone time, anything I could do to get them back in to see me. And then I realized I just can't keep doing that. So my patients are back to waiting a really long time to come in and see me.
Dr. Ginn runs a therapy group at Kaiser that helps seniors cope with aging. Phyllis is one of her patients. She declined to give her last name. Phyllis says when patients get appointments, Kaiser provides excellent mental health services. But she says those appointments are increasingly hard to come by.
I know people right now, the child of a friend, a young adult, who has been waiting and waiting to get an appointment and is developing more problems with a drug addiction because he hasn't been able to get the care that he needs, although he's a Kaiser patient. He's on the list, but he has to wait. And that's just inexcusable.
Last fall, Kaiser patients filed a class action lawsuit against the HMO for allegedly failing to provide timely access to psychiatric care. And last summer, the California Department of Managed Health Care fined Kaiser $4 million for violating the state's health code. The fine stemmed from a state survey that found delayed care, distribution of inaccurate educational materials, and inadequate record keeping in Kaiser's Behavioral Health Services Department. Kaiser has maintained that patient care was never in jeopardy. Dr. Don Mordecai is the Director of Mental Health and Chemical Dependency Services at Kaiser Permanente Northern California.
We strongly disagree with the allegations being made about quality of care, in fact, in Oakland, we've increased staffing by about 20% over the past 2 years, and we're constantly looking at staffing and demands and things like that to ensure that we're meeting the needs of our patients.
Dr. Mordecai says the work stoppage has less to do with the quality of patient care and more to do with the workers' pending contract. Contract negotiations are currently underway. In Oakland, I'm Nick St. Charles, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.